Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the recordings for the book, The Wisdom for the Devoted, Sidi's book that is being used this year in the schools, as far as I know. And we're currently reading on page 40 with the chapter entitled Love for the Sake of Allah, Glory Be to Him. And then moving into the next chapter, which is called Sincerity and Devotion for Allah's Sake. This recording will be a little bit longer than the last one, inshallah. We'll open with the Fatiha to open the space to draw in Sidi's presence into our hearts, just resting in the calling out of the prophetic names, and we'll enter into the reading itself. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Turning towards our guide, the long lineage of truth bearers. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha. Page 40 in the book Wisdom for the Devoted, and the chapter is entitled Love for the Sake of Allah, Glory Be to Him. It was narrated that the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, narrated that a man once came to him and said, I love you for the sake of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, replied, clothe yourself in affliction, clothe yourself in poverty, meaning, since you wish to acquire my attributes and possess my character, because a condition of love is conformity. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, may Allah be pleased with him, was so sincere in his love for the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he spent all of his money to support his message and adorned himself with his qualities. He shared his poverty to the point of being overwhelmed by burdens. He adapted himself to join to him outwardly and inwardly, in public and in private. As for you, O liar, you claim to love the pious, yet you hide your money from them. At the same time, you wish to be close to them and to accompany them. Be sensible. This love is forged. The lover does not hide anything from his beloved, and he puts him first before anything. Poverty accompanied the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and never left him. This is why he said, poverty rushes more rapidly toward those who love me than a flood flows towards its goal. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, said, this world continued with disturbance and hardship for us as long as the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was among us. Then when his soul was taken away, the worldly life poured abundantly upon us. So the prerequisite for the love of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is poverty. And the prerequisite for the love of Allah is enduring hardship. One of the wise ones is reported to have said, tribulation has been put in charge of friendship, lest anyone claim to love Allah in spite of his falsehood, hypocrisy, and pretense. Give up your false claims and pretension. Do not risk losing your head. If you are coming, you must be sincere. Otherwise, do not follow us. Do not offer fake currency to the money changer, because he will not accept it from you and will expose you. Do not seek protection from the snake or the lion, because they will ruin you. If you happen to be a snake charmer, then proceed toward the snake. And if you are a man of power, proceed toward the lion. The road toward the Lord of the Truth requires sincerity. It needs the light of real knowledge of Him. The sun of real knowledge is rising in the hearts of the champions of truth and does not set by day or by night. O lover, turn away from the hypocrites who face the displeasure of Allah. Be sensible and do not approach most of the people of this time, because they are wolves dressed in human garments. Look in the mirror of contemplation and ask Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give you insight into yourself and into them. I have known people and the Creator and have found evil with people and good with the Creator. O Allah, please save us from their evils and provide us with your good in this world and in the final world. I do not want you for my sake. I want you only for your own sake. I am twisting your reins. I take from you only for your sake, not for my own. In what I am endowed with, I already have all I need without taking it from you. I have only what I have earned of complete trust in Allah. I do not wait for what you may bring me. Unlike this hypocrite who puts all his trust in you, forgetting his Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am the criterion of the people of the earth, so be sensible. Do not boast in front of me with what you give, because I can distinguish your good and your bad by the helpful guidance of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you wish for salvation, be an anvil for my rod, so that I may strike the skull of your lower self, your passions, your natural urges, your devil, your enemies, and your bad companions. Seek help from your Lord against these enemies. Victory is with those who persevere in their struggle against them, and failure is with those who surrender authority to them. There are many diseases, but he who sends them down is one. O you whose selves are sick, put those selves of yours in the care of the physician. Do not doubt his competence to treat what is wrong with you, for he is more gentle and kind to you than you are with yourselves. Be silent in his presence and do not resist him. Then you will see all that is good in this world and the final world. The Sufis are completely silent, absolutely still, and in utter astonishment. When they attain this state completely and maintain it permanently, he makes them speak as he will cause the stones to speak on the day of resurrection. They don't speak until they are made to speak. They don't take until they are given something. They feel happy only when they are made to feel happy and their hearts are joined to the hearts of the angels. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they do not disobey Allah in whatever he commands them, and they do what they are commanded to do. Quran 66:6. They have overtaken the angels, exceeding them in rank, and succeeding them in familiarity with Allah and in knowledge of him. The angels are their servants and attendants, from whom they derive benefit. Wisdom pours into their hearts. Their hearts are guarded from all misfortunes, which may affect their limbs and their organs, their physical constitutions and their lower selves. But misfortune no longer harms their hearts. If you wish to attain their stations, you must actualize your submission, Islam. You must abandon your apparent and your hidden sins, then maintain a healing restraint, wara. Then abstinence from worldly things, zud. Then satisfaction with the grace of Allah. Then abstinence from his grace and satisfaction with his nearness. When you are genuinely satisfied with being close to him, he will shower his grace upon you and open unto you the doors of his allotments, aqsam, the door of his kindness, his mercy, and his favor. He will contract this world for you, then expand it endlessly. This is granted to only a few from among the friends of Allah and the champions of truth because of his knowledge of their pious devotion, taqwa, for they let nothing distract them from him. As for the majority, this world is kept back from them because he wants them to concentrate on him, to enter his presence and to put their request to him. If he were to grant them this world, they may become preoccupied with it to the neglect of his service. This is the usual case, while the former are extraordinary, and no rule can be based on the extraordinary. A Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is one of those to whom this world has been offered and who have not let it distract them from his service. He didn't turn toward the provision due to the completeness of his renunciation, zud, and detachment. He was offered the keys to the treasuries of the earth, but he rejected them and said, "My Lord, let me live poor, let me die poor, and resurrect me together with the poor." Abstinence, zud, is a pious intention. Otherwise, no one can renounce his allotted portion. The believer is relieved of the burden of excessive desire. He's not greedy, doesn't want things in a hurry. His heart renounces material things, turning away from them, devoting himself to what he was commanded. He knows that his allotted portion will not pass him by, and therefore does not go looking for it. leaves his provision to come after him and humbly beg him to accept it. O beloved, you are in need of the faith that will lead you along the road of the Lord of the Truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are in need of a certitude that makes you steadfast in your walking. At the beginning of your journey on this road, you need a purse, himyan, and further along it, you need faith, iman, contrary to the road to Makkah. Some say the road to Makkah requires faith and a purse, while this road I have indicated needs a purse and a faith at the beginning and at the end. It is said of Sufyan ibn Sa'id ibn Masruk Abu Abd Allah Athari al-Mudari al-Kufi, the years 97 to 161, the God-fearing, wise, grief-stricken Mujtahid Imam, commander of the believers in Hadith, may Allah bestow mercy upon him, that the first thing he sought was knowledge. At his waist he had a purse containing 500 dinars from which he paid for his studies. He used to pat it with his hand, saying, "But for you they would use us as a towel." When he had acquired learning and really began to know the Lord of the Truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he spent the rest of his money in a single day on the poor. Then he exclaimed, "Even if the sky were a sheet of iron that gave no rain, and the earth a rolling stone, and did not allow the growth of crops, if I worried about seeking my sustenance, I would be an unbeliever." You must earn your way and depend upon material means until your faith becomes strong. Then you must turn from the means to the causer. The prophets, peace be upon them, all earned provision and also borrowed and depended on material means in the beginning of their message, and later on they trusted in Allah. They combined earning and absolute trust, beginning and end, law, sharia, and reality, hakika. O you who are deprived, do not let go of the pursuit of your earning from your own hands so that you rely on what is in the hands of other people, because then you would suffer at their hands and you will be ungrateful for the blessings of destiny. And as a result, Allah will be displeased with you and keep you at a distance. For his servant, Al-Abd, the consequence of abandoning the pursuit of earning his provision and relying on others is a punishment from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Sulaiman, peace be upon him, lost his kingship, he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, punished him in several ways, including having to beg from people. During his reign, he used to earn and eat well, but when the Lord of the Truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, expelled him from his kingdom, it was so hard for him to find sustenance that he resorted to begging from people. The reason for this was the fact that he allowed a woman from his household to worship an idol in his palace for 40 days, and in return he remained subject to punishment for 40 days. A Sufi has no joy to replace sadness, no one to lift a burden, no delight for their eyes or solace for affliction until they meet their Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this meeting takes two forms. The meeting in this world, experienced by their hearts and their secrets, which is a rare meeting, and a meeting in the final world. When they meet their Lord, they rejoice and are delighted, but before that, their misfortunes are constant. The Sheikh Abd al-Qadir al-Jilani also said, after speaking about the self, the nafs, "O beloved, do not satisfy its cravings and lusts, but feed it with pure food that is not contaminated. What is pure is lawful, and the unlawful is that which is unclean." Then he said, "Nourish it with lawful food, so that it will not be arrogant and haughty with bad manners. Oh Allah, please let us get to know you so that we really know you. Amen. This next chapter is entitled Sincerity and Devotion for Allah's Sake. My beloveds, the world is a marketplace in which, after a short time, there will be no one remaining. As the night falls, people will all depart from it. Always remember that you need to buy and sell in this market only what will be useful to you tomorrow in the market, in the marketplace of the final world. Affirmation of the oneness of the Lord of the Truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sincerity in working for his sake is the currency you need, and you have very little of it. O child, be sensible and do not perform your deeds in great haste, because you gain nothing in your hand by being in a hurry. You cannot arrive at sunset while it is still the morning. So why not be patient and busy until the time of sunset comes and you obtain what you want? Be sensible and polite with the Lord of the Truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his creation. Do not oppress others by asking of them what they do not have to offer you. There's nothing to be said until the wakil, the attorney, gets the signature. Then you will see the tender. Before the signing, nothing is handed over. They will neither give you a little or a speck, an ocean or a drop, except with the permission of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his signature, and his inspiration to your hearts. Be sensible. This is intelligence. Take your place steadfastly before the Lord of the Truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala. For sustenance is apportioned in his presence and by his hand. Woe to you! With what face will you meet him tomorrow when you are quarreling with him in this world and turning away from him toward his creatures? In this you are associating partners with him, asking them for your needs and relying on them to fulfill duties. To be in need of creatures is a punishment in itself. It is only because of their sins that they have had to go out for begging. But many of those low in rank do not even dislike what they're doing. If you beg during your punishment, you will be deprived, having gifts withheld from you. O beloved, from my point of view, it is better that you in your weak state do not ask anyone for anything, and that you should have nothing. You should neither know nor be known, see nor be seen. If you are in a position of being offered a gift and of not accepting it, then do so. If you are able to serve and not expect service from others, then do so. The Sufis work for him and with him, and therefore he allows them to see his marvels in this world. In the final world, and he allows them to see his kindness with them and his protective friendship toward them. O child, if you have no surrender, Islam, then you do not have faith, Iman. And if you do not have faith, then you do not have certitude, Iqan. And if you do not have certitude, then you do not have gnosis or knowledge of him. These are ranks and degrees. When your surrender is genuine, then obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be in all of your states. Be one who surrenders to Allah while preserving the rules of the divine law and persist in doing so. Surrender to him all that concerns yourself and others. Be on your best behavior with him and with his creation. Do not oppress yourself or others, for injustice casts shadows of darkness in this world and in the final world. injustice darkens the heart and dims the light of the face. Do not commit injustice and do not support any oppressor. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a crier will cry out on the day of resurrection, where are the oppressors? Where are their helpers? Where is he who handed them a pen? Where is he who prepared an inkwell for them? Assemble them and put them in a coffin of fire. Flee from creatures and strive to not be oppressed and not to be an oppressor. If you can endure, it is better to be oppressed than to be an oppressor. The help of the Lord of the Truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, comes to the oppressed, especially when the oppressed one finds no support from people. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if one is wronged by others and cannot find any helper, except the Lord of the Truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will say, I am your helper, and I will grant you support, even if it takes a while. Patience is one of the causes of the granting of support, honor, and strength. O Allah, we ask you to grant us patience with you. We ask you to grant us pious devotion, taqwa, sufficiency, kifaya, and freedom from all need, and to empty us of everything, occupying us with you. We ask you to lift the veils that are between us and you. Get rid of all the mediators between you and him, because your attachment to them is madness. There's no sovereignty, no dominion, no wealth, and no strength except what belongs to the Lord of the Truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala. O human being, how long will you continue pretending and being hypocritical? What do you gain from those with whom you practice hypocrisy? Woe to you! Do you not feel shame before him? Do you not believe in the meeting with him soon? You act pretending that your action is for his sake, but the hidden reality of your action is that it is for someone else. You're trying to deceive him, yet you ask him to treat you with forbearance. Repent. Mend your ways and set your intention toward him right. Make it pure and exclusively for him. Strive to not eat a morsel, take a step, or do anything at all without a good intention that is worthy of the Lord of the Truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are sincere in this action, then every action you do will be for him and for none other. It will no longer be an effort for you, because this intention comes to be second nature for the servant. When his servanthood is truly for his Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the servant has no need to take trouble over anything, because he is taking care of him. When he takes care of him, he makes him free from want. He shelters him from creatures so that he does not need them. When you are still a seeker, an aspirant, or a traveler, you experience weariness. Once you arrive and have covered the distance of your journey and come inside the house of nearness to your Lord, the tiring work is over. Intimacy with him is now established in your heart, and this will develop until you experience it completely. At first you'll be small, then you'll grow bigger, and when you are fully grown, your heart will be filled with Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no otherness will have a road or a corner within it but him. If you want to arrive at this, persist in carrying out his commands and avoiding his prohibitions. Submit to him during good and bad times, during affluence and poverty, during the experience of honor and the experience of disgrace, and with achievement and disappointment in the affairs of this world and the final world, You must work for him without the smallest of claims for yourself. Act with the intention to please the one who is using you and to attain proximity to him. Your recompense will be his approval of you and your nearness to him in this world and the final world. In this world for your heart, Kalb, and in the final world for your outer form, Kalab. Work and do not seek an iota of reward in return. Let your limbs and organs do the work while your heart remains with your employer. When you have accomplished this fully, your heart will have eyes by which you can see. Meanings will become images. What is absent will become present. And what is known only by report will be witnessed directly. When the servant is worthy of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be with him in all circumstances, changing him, transforming him, moving him from state to state. The whole of him will become a meaningful entity. The whole of him will become a faith, a conviction, a real knowledge, a nearness, and a direct perception. He will become a day with no night, a light with no darkness, a clarity with no confusion, a heart with no lower self, a secret with no heart, an annihilation with no existence, and an absence with no presence. He will become absent from them and from him. The basis of all this is intimacy with Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing to be said until this intimacy between you and him is complete. You must step away from creatures. They cause neither harm nor benefit, so you must pass beyond them. You must also step away from the self, the nafs, and not comply with its wishes, but oppose it for the sake of pleasing your Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. For you must pass beyond it. Creatures and the self are the two dangerous seas, fires and ravines. Be steadfast in your resolve and pass beyond this dangerous peril so that you may alight in the kingdom. The first is a sickness and the second a remedy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down both the sickness and the remedy. For all diseases there are remedies in his presence and in his hands, which no one possesses but him. If you endure being alone with patience, you will receive the intimacy of the solitary one, Al-Wahid. If you endure poverty with patience, you will receive wealth. Abandon this world, then seek the final world, then seek nearness to the Master. Abandon creatures, then return to the Creator. Woe to you! The creatures and the Creator cannot be combined. Things of this world and things of the final world cannot be combined within the heart. This is inconceivable, it's inadmissible, and nothing can come of it. Make a choice. It is either creatures or Creator, either this world or the final world. It is conceivable to outwardly be with the creatures while being inwardly with the Creator. This world in your hand and the final world in your heart, but inside the heart the two cannot be combined. Look at your own self and choose. If you want this world, you must expel the final world from your heart. If you want the final world, you must expel this world from your heart. If you want the Master, you must expel this world, the final world, and everything apart from him from your heart. As long as your heart contains one atom of that which is apart from the Lord of the Truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not recognize his nearness to you, and you cannot experience intimacy and peace with him. As long as there remains in your heart one atom of this world, you cannot see the final world right in front of you. And as long as there remains in your heart one atom of the final world, you cannot see the proximity of the Lord of the Truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be sensible. You cannot come to his door except with the feet of sincerity, for the examiner has a sharp eye. Woe to you! You can hide from the creation, but you cannot hide from the Creator. How can you hide from the one who is near? Your honor will soon be violated in people's sight, and the cash will be taken from your pocket in your house. O you who leave broken glass beside your food, the consequences will be revealed to you in your vomit. O you who eat poison, the effect of it will soon show in your body. Eating forbidden food is poison to the body of your religion. Not giving thanks for blessings is poison to your religion. The Lord of the Truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, will soon punish you with poverty, making you feel that you must beg from people, while removing all compassion for you from their hearts. As for you who fail to put your knowledge into practice, he will soon cause you to forget that knowledge and make its virtue leave your heart. O ignorant fools, if you truly knew him, you would know his punishments. Be on your best behavior with him and with his creatures. Refrain from speaking about things that do not concern you. One of the pious ones said, I saw a young man begging, so I said to him, it would be better if you had a job. I was then punished by being deprived of night vigils for 6 months. O lover, in what does concern you, there is plenty to keep you busily distracted from what does not concern you. Expel your lower self, your nafs, from your heart, so that good may come to you. For your lower self is the cause of confusion. After you drive it out, pure serenity will come. Change that you may be changed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah does not change the condition of a people until they change what is in their selves. Quran 13:11. O human being, hear. O human being, hear. O you who are considered responsible people, listen to the words of the Maker, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is the most truthful of speakers. For his sake, change in yourselves what he dislikes, so that he can give you what you love. The path is wide, so what is wrong with you? Stand up. Take a firm hold. Work. Don't be heedless. As long as you are holding the rein at both ends, make use of it to your advantage. You must ride your lower self, otherwise it will ride you. It is an inciter to evil in this world and a reproachful critic in the final world. You must flee from those who may distract you from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you would flee from a savage beast. Do business with him, for whoever does business with him prospers. He loves those who love him. He wants those who want him. He is near to those who draw near to him. He makes himself known to those who seek to know him. Listen to me. And accept what I have to say, because there is nothing on earth that speaks for people as I speak. I want people for their sake, not for mine. And I ask for their sake, not for mine. I have nothing in mind with any word I utter but the Lord of the Truth, subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do I care about this world and the final world and what they contain? He knows my sincerity because he is well aware of all secrets. O unique one, make us uniquely yours. Save us from the creation and choose us for yourself. Certify our claims with the proof of your grace and mercy. Gladden our hearts and ease all of our affairs. Let our companionship be with you and our loneliness with those who are apart from you. Let our concerns be but one concern, namely our concern with you. Grant us nearness in this world and the final world. Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the final world, and shield us from the suffering of the fire. Quran 2:201. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين